First of all, tell me how you're feeling and the players are feeling going into another home game, and obviously every game feels a little bit more important at the moment, I imagine.
I think we feel good that we know that the last game was a defeat, but we know also we lost against one of the probably teams that they're going to go up straight away. So we feel like that we didn't put ourselves in the best position at the beginning of the game, conceding the goal after 60 seconds. But after that, we play good. We create some chances, and we should have scored in the first half. But didn't happen. Then we conceded two goals. But for the whole game, apart from maybe 10 minutes, we play well. So we know that, and we're going to take it into tomorrow's game. I believe we are in a good moment, and we will give everything tomorrow.
Is it ever difficult when you've seen things from a professional point of view and you study it and have all the cameras and statistics and details? Yeah. A lot of people aren't at the game and they see Birmingham City lose again and they make a judgment. Do you find that difficult, or is it just a fact of life now?
No, I know that the people, maybe if they look at the result only superficially, they might say, well, it's not working or this or that. I understand that, but that is where I have to step in and be analytical and see the reality, see the result, but also see also other things, and then make the best decisions for the future. So I realize that I am aware that the results are not where they should be, but on the other hand, I see a team that is progressing and is getting better. As I said, we come from four games where three results have been good, one defeat, but again, as I said, it was against one of the top teams, so it's also been justifiable. And I can assure you, we haven't been overplayed, which is a very important thing for me.
So would it be your feeling still that, like so many teams and managers say when they're on a run like this, one good result, one piece of good fortune, something could turn it for you? No, it sometimes happens. Do you still feel that?
We know. I feel like that one is not going to be enough for us. Because we need to get consistency. I think in terms of performances, we've been okay. We've been consistent. On terms of result, we haven't. At the moment, I say it's not only just winning one game or getting one good result. Is being consistently on this page that is going to make the matter. Also, because as I said, for the future, you know, it's if you want to achieve a good result, you have to be consistent, not just one off. And this is what we are trying to build up in here.
What thing specifically did you like from the game? A lot of reports I heard said that Che Adams, for example, had a good game. Did he push himself forward, for example?
Not only Che, I thought also Clayton was handful. Mm. He was a good performer for me. Certainly, Che has been out of the team when he came back against Brighton. He was bright. He was dangerous, and that's important. You know, we need players that they have this effect on the game.
Does the situation, the table, affect how you can approach games, and particularly home games? The game away at Brighton was always going to be a very, very difficult game. Clearly, as you've said, they're one of the top teams in the league. At home, against anybody, might be different. Is the situation now where you maybe have to consider taking more of a risk, or is that not necessary? You've got to hold on with what you're doing if you see it working.
Unfortunately, we are in a position in which we have to be very careful. We need to be... we are more in a protective way.
Yes.
So we need to be aware that it's important not to lose games, mainly. And so that will somehow affect the decisions and everything. But again, as I said, sometimes, you know, even if you want to play a defensive game like we try to do in against Brighton, that doesn't mean that you play an extra striker, because I thought that playing an extra striker would have been better for defending as well. So That's the reason. You consider there are some things that you need considered as a coach. So, at the moment, the main objective is, of course, is to be strong and to be difficult to beat. Yes. And then regarding tomorrow, I will see whether it's better to play with one striker or two strikers or three.
When you're at this stage of the season, and obviously wherever you are in a table, if there's, you know, you're close to the top or the bottom, much as it might want to be seem about one game, there are always these considerations: how many points are we ahead or behind, and how much do they feed into it rather than, you know, just playing the game in front of you, so to speak.
No, they are an important part because obviously statistics are the mathematics are very important at the moment. As I said, it's, the margins now for errors are very, very little. So you have to make sure that you do and you consider everything in order to not to leave space for mistakes. Mm. So this is the moment where you start doing that, and sometimes you sacrifice a little bit of quality of maybe something that you spectacle, if I can say spectacularity, or in order to be pragmatic and get to the point.
There is obviously some comment among supporters about the fact that Gary Rowett is going to be there tomorrow. That's inevitable. People are going to make that connection. It's obvious.
I understand.
And it's not your... You can't control who's in the other dugout. It's who it is. Is it going to have any effect on you tomorrow, do you think? Because at 5-3, when you all walk out there, he's going to be there.
No, I'm aware of that there is no problem. It's not the point whether it's going to affect me or not.
No.
I can assure that is not the matter. The matter is that I hope it's not going to affect the players and the supporters. In the end of the day, tomorrow is Birmingham playing against Derby, and we need that result, and we need to be all behind the team. Because tomorrow we are playing a good side, and we need a lot of support. So I believe that people will realize that, and they will be fantastic as they've been so far, being supportive and encouraging the players to you know, perform at the best.
Get behind the players. That's whatever they think of you.
That's the, no, the exactly. At the end of the day, I am here like Gary was before. We are all working for Birmingham, for Birmingham City, for the badge, for the supporters, for the club, and so therefore our duty tomorrow is to the players to be fantastic on the pitch, and the supporters, as I think they will be fantastic on the stands.
Very last thing, have you got any change to injury situations from the other day?
No, there is no injury concerns apart from obviously Michael Morrison, that is still unfit.